This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military carried out an airstrike Thursday on a UN school in central Gaza, where Gaza hospitals officials said 37 people were killed. The strike happened at a school run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, in Nusrat. UNRWA Commissioner General Philippe Lazzarani said in a post to his X account, the school was sheltering 6,000 displaced people when it was hit. Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer Thursday told a Tel Aviv news conference a Hamas compound was embedded inside the school, which he said included terrorists who actually took part in the Hamas attack on Israel October 7th. Hamas rejected Israel's statement, and UNRWA said the report that Hamas was using the school was shocking, and they were unable to verify it. Mentzer insisted Israel took every precaution to prevent civilian casualties.
Needless to say, the Hamas Health Ministry are habitual liars. They habitually overinflate figures. These were targeted strikes in three individual rooms in this United Nations school.
Meanwhile, Spain says it will ask the United Nations Court for permission to join South Africa's case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
Speaking in Madrid, Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez made the declaration after what he said was weeks of consideration. Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in late 2023. It alleged that Israel was breaching the Genocide Convention in its military assault that has laid waste to large swaths of Gaza. Mexico, Colombia, Nicaragua, Libya, and the Palestinians have already requested to join the case, currently being heard at the court in The Hague, Netherlands. The court has ordered Israel to immediately halt its military offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, but stopped short of ordering a ceasefire.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden, Britain's King Charles III, and other Western leaders Thursday joined an ever-shrinking number of World War II veterans on the beaches of Normandy in northern France to commemorate 80 years since the D-Day invasion to liberate Europe from Nazi occupation. The leaders paid tribute to the immense sacrifices made by tens of thousands of troops on the sandy beaches and cliffs of Normandy. In his remarks, Biden drew a direct connection between what the soldiers in Normandy died for and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, saying Ukraine's been invaded by yet another tyrant bent on domination. Biden said, like the Allies in World War II, Ukraine's allies will not back down.
The United States and NATO and a coalition of more than 50 countries standing strong with Ukraine. We will not walk away. Because if we do, Ukraine will be subjugated and will not end there.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was among the guests at the commemoration. Europe's central bank, the ECB, Thursday announced it was lowering its key interest rate for the first time since 2019. ECB President Christine Lagarde made the announcement at the bank's headquarters in Frankfurt, Germany.
Based on our updated assessment of the inflation outlook, the dynamics of underlying inflation and the strength of monetary policy transmission, it is now appropriate to moderate the degree of monetary policy restriction after 9 months of holding rates steady.
Europe's key deposit rate was lowered by a quarter point to 3.75% from a record high of 4%. Rates had been on hold since October after an unprecedented streak of rate hikes starting in mid-2022 to tame runaway consumer prices. With European inflation at about the above the bank's target rate of 2%, Lagarde would not comment on future rate cuts. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has yet to announce any rate cuts. This year's U.S. tornado season has been nearly 40% more active than a year ago, and May was particularly active, producing hundreds of tornadoes throughout the nation. Clemson University professor Wei-Shing Pang tracks U.S. tornado activity to research risk assessments for buildings and other structures. He said the number of tornadoes they see every year is indeed on the rise.
We have been keeping track of the number of tornadoes in the United States. In fact, every year we see more than 1,000 tornadoes in the U.S. Based on the data, there appear to be an increasing number of tornadoes over the year. However, I think this is still a bit inconclusive.
Professor Pang said while many scientists cite climate change as driving the rise in tornado activity, he believes better tracking technology is also contributing. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.